the others look to the metaverse and Mars, let's stay here and restore ours. Yeah, it's time to blaze our trail. Because the new frontier, it ain't rocket science.
It's right here.
Matthew McConaughey in that ad, Super Bowl ad for Salesforce. Of course, we've been talking a lot about cryptos and EVs getting mentions. The metaverse also got a few mentions here, but probably safer to say there are very different takes coming from that Salesforce ad you just saw, and then, of course, Meta, Facebook. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Dan Halley for a look at those ads. Dan, I wouldn't necessarily say that the Salesforce ad was a take as much as it was a dig and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I would probably say the same thing, Akiko. Basically, the Salesforce ad kind of making a light of the metaverse in general, and you know, kind of pushing that as the new kind of technology that everybody should be focused on, rather than, you know, as the Salesforce ad kind of pointed to, I guess focusing on CRM technology or the Earth, or just Matthew McConaughey being, as Val just pointed out, our producer, a Jeff Bezos / Elon Musk stand-in. But yeah, this was kind of the coming out party almost for the metaverse. And it really didn't go that well. You know, we had Meta having that ad based on, you know, I guess the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band, and kind of going into the future where now they meet up rather than going to junkyards in the metaverse and get to party there. We also had a look at the Foo Fighters concert after the Super Bowl, which was in Meta. That's the Horizon Worlds kind of, you know, meetup place in their metaverse, you know, when you use the Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest 2, rather. And that was kind of, you know, not all that interesting. I mean, I jumped in, I got to watch the Foo Fighters play on what was essentially a screen in front of you in the metaverse. And you can talk to people next to you, but it really wasn't anything all that interesting. It's not never going to replace a real concert, but I really kind of wanted a little bit more out of it. And then Miller got in on the act too. They had kind of a Miller Lite tavern that was set up before the game, where you would go in and you would get a look at the ad beforehand. You could wander around and, I guess, tap game console machines, you know, the old arcade setups. You could press them and they just made weird noises. So it wasn't really anything very interesting, but, you know, they did buy space in Decentraland to do this. So it kind of was a coming out party, but I don't really think it was exactly what a company like Meta really wanted out of this.
You know, I have some thoughts about the Salesforce thing, because, like, you know, it certainly was a dig at Facebook, but I just thought it was funny for a CRM company to be doing that. Like, it's not like Salesforce is that much of a real-verse experience. It's not like people on the street are like, oh, Salesforce is something I use on a daily basis. Like, I thought that was kind of funny. It'd be better.
I'm going to jump in here, Brian, because I think it's not just about their services. If you think about Mark Benioff, who's obviously, you know, led Salesforce, I mean, he's very, very much focused on a lot of social causes. He's very big on climate issues. I mean, I think this is an ad that goes beyond just here's what Salesforce has to offer. It's more about the values of a company, right? That we are focused on these things while Elon Musk tries to explore Mars and Mark Zuckerberg's trying to go into the virtual world.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that, like, the average viewer is not that dense to, like, know the background. Like, people don't even know who Mark Benioff is. I mean, I just don't, like, it's a good ad. It's interesting. It's provocative. But, like, I just don't know if people have the background to have seen that ad and go, like, oh, wow, Salesforce Facebook beef, right? Like, they're not, I don't think they're dialed into that. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I kind of took the same thing away, where, you know, it was basically cool. I thought it was an ad for Interstellar at first, because Matthew McConaughey was, you know, an astronaut. And then when he started talking about the Earth and how we shouldn't focus on the metaverse, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Matthew McConaughey, you know, he's climate kind of change person. Yeah. He wants to make sure that the Earth is treated better and things like that. So, you know.
And Dan, you know, the one takeaway is going to be Matthew McConaughey wasn't an ad. Are people going to remember Salesforce? Are they going to even remember that there was a dig at Facebook? That's the conclusion. You put Matthew McConaughey and people remember the ad.